Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Magically, across Arizona, the machines are going down everywhere. And every other battleground state, but nowhere else. David Icke, I was asking during the break what is most important in the closing comments. You said this election tonight, David Icke.
Yeah, it's a really big day for America, this. Because if the Democrats that are completely controlled and owned by this cult, I mean, great chunks of the Republican Party are also. But there are people within the Republican Party who can see some of it and are prepared to push back against it. But if the Democrats go on in power for much longer, then America will be finished. They'll complete the job that they've set out when Biden officially came to power to do. The southern border, the economy, energy, everything. It's about destroying America. That's what they're there to do. And so tonight it's vital that power is taken away, and we have others who are looking at this in a different way. And if the Republicans do get decent, good people into office today, the first thing they should start doing is getting rid of that bloody useless, cult-owned Republican leadership on Capitol Hill. Because at that point where the Democrats meet the Republican leadership, they are the same bloody party. I mean, someone told me that Liz Cheney was a Republican. I laughed. I mean, she's a cultist. That's why she has been pushing what she's been pushing. She's not a Republican. She's a one-party stater, just like so many of them. And so today, it's so important that the Democrats lose power. I mean, you know, I don't operate in the political level, and you know, it's all you know, a game. But in this case, getting wresting power from the Democrats is absolutely vital. And again, as in 2020, you're going to have, as we are already seeing, it would seem, you're going to have a massive, massive effort to scam this election, because they've lost the people in terms of the majority they have. And so the only way they can do it is to scam it. And they'll have had this organization to do so in place for a long time.
Keep going, David.
And yeah, that's what I would say to people in America, that, you know, looking from afar, it's not my country. If the Democrats continue in power, then it's going to be at the end of America.
And David, you're like me, you can go on for an hour. I stepped away to the printer machine 30 feet away while you were talking to articles I'm printing. I was listening to you intently in my earpiece. So, in closing, this is a human beachhead against tyranny. There's a global awakening. Are you overall optimistic with a minute and a half left about humanity's awakening? And you talked about time frames on my show 15 years ago. Should there be a big awakening in 2016, a counterstrike in 2020, and by 2026 or so, we'd know whether we'd beat them or not? Do you still stand by those numbers that have already come true so far?
I do. I absolutely do. And, you know, it's about perspective, too. I mean, I remember what it was like in 1990, 91, 92, 93, and on through the 90s and across the millennium in terms of getting interest in this information and people becoming aware that actually the world wasn't like they thought it was. But today it's fantastic, the number of people who've woken up to it. And so there's a lot to be optimistic about. And like I say, it's very important. At least, you know, on this level of politics, that the cult-owned Democrats lose control today.
Well, I got to tell you, in all the key battleground districts, magically the machines have basically all gone down.
There you go. Yeah, they've been setting it up, haven't they? I mean, you know, Biden said it. This guy Fetterman has said it. Oh, well, it's going to be a long time before you get the vote. Why? Oh, well, we've got to fix it. Oh, right, gotcha. That's what it's all about. The people that control the Democratic Party, this cult, demonic cult, they have no shame.
And they know, David, great job. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. All right, I thought it would be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, that we'd see the machines go down and the classic fraud and the key battleground areas where Democrats are losing. It's happening the last 3-4 hours. I have endless videos, endless news reports in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Arizona, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, everywhere, where Republicans are winning in massive numbers, as the polls showed. The machines are all failing and falling apart. Here's a short clip out of Maricopa County, that key area that turns the state blue, everybody else is red. You can vote Democrat, but not Republican. And this is what they're confirming. So the glitches are you can only vote Democrat to turn the voters away so they go away. Then they turn the machines back on, and God knows what they've done. Here it is.
I understand what you said. What did you just say?
Okay. With this election, you can vote in any precinct.
So you said the Republican side is not what?
I don't have staff, so we are closed right now.
So for the Democrat, I can vote Democrat?
You can vote Democrat.
But not Republican.
Not Republican. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you can vote Democrat, but you can't vote Republican. We have dozens of videos. Same thing happening. That's why Biden said, don't get mad. Don't be a terrorist. You're going to lose. And Fetterman said, I don't care if I'm 10 points behind in polls. I'm going to win tonight. And their computer system that monitors at the state level to make sure people don't vote multiple times, it went down as well. So that's coming up after our guest leaves us. But I pledged here, and then after this hour, it's going to be all election news right past midnight tonight. I pledged to myself not to get distracted from the big issues. And that is, whether you are in Germany or whether you're in Sweden or whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or Australia, it's all the same numbers. Got a whole stack of news on this. Bombshell government reports, COVID shots causing massive infertility, miscarriages, and stillbirths. And the numbers all track the same, whether it's Germany, Sweden, the United States, and in places like Israel and Australia, where it's even higher uptake of the shot, the numbers are even higher. 82% of pregnant women who got vaccinated for COVID during first and second trimesters suffered miscarriages. New England Journal of Medicine. It goes on and on. So joining us is a former member of Parliament in Australia, George Christensen, is up in the middle of the night in Australia, valiantly fought against him, just got targeted and removed from office by him. And he's here with us to talk about the numbers that aren't debatable. This is all confirmed. It's not a theory. To talk about the numbers of stillbirths and miscarriages in Australia, because, again, we're all interconnected. This is happening to everybody where they rolled this out. George, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And we're certainly hoping here in Australia that there's a victory for freedom in your midterm elections over there. I know that's very important.
Well, tell us what you're seeing in Australia with stillbirths and miscarriages.
Yeah, look, the Australian Bureau of Statistics collates data on various different things, and one of them that they collate is on births, and there's a chart which has just come to light in recent days, which shows on average every month there is between roughly 23,000 to 25,000 births, and that's been going on for a long, long time, Alex, down here. But interestingly, the data only goes up until November of 2021, December of 2021. And what we see in November and December are two substantial drops. In November of 2021, the birth rate goes from 23,000, which is ordinary in October, that's sort of on the lower end of normal, but it drops in November of 2021 down to 18,186 births. Now, that's a 25% drop, and it's shocking in itself. But then in December, the record that they've got there is 6,659 births. So a drop from an ordinary rate of 26,000 births per month to 6,659 births, as recorded by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. That's a 72% decrease in births. And surprise, surprise, I'm seeing nothing about this in the mainstream media, no discussion around it, nothing from the ABS is to explain.
And what's staggering is whether you're in Israel, Australia, Canada, the U.S., Germany, Sweden, U.K., the graphs are almost identical. I mean, we've never seen a drop in 100 years in statistics like this.
Well, that's right. It's extraordinary. Now, look, I have some people who are statisticians and economists that have looked over this, and they've said to me to be careful with the December data, which is extremely low. But they said that the November data, the 18,186 or a 25% drop on the lower end of normal, they said that that is the one to look at. That's still a massive drop, 25% reduction in the birth rate in 1 month. And then we go on to that 72% reduction, which could be, Alex, that there is more data to come in, but I'm a bit suspect about that claim because, you know, we're now here in November 2022, and you would think that the data for December 2021 for births would all be there in the official statistical agency for the nation of Australia, but that's where we have it. And this goes to other things which I became aware of as a member of parliament, and it only confirms my suspicions. I knew of a doctor in Brisbane. His name was Dr. Luke McClendon. He wasn't just any old doctor. He was a specialist in fertility health. In fact, he was the president of the Australian Institute for Restorative Reproductive Medicine. He was fired from Brisbane's Mater Hospital. And there's a lot of questions about why he was fired. Before he was fired, I actually met with him, and he told me that he was doing research into the cohort of women that he works with as a doctor. And that cohort of women is people who, or women who, if they haven't had a baby and they've been trying to have a baby for over 12 months, they're put into a particular subset within the sort of fertility health sector. And that subset normally has a miscarriage rate of around 13 to 15%. And that's something that's known internationally with this particular subset. But what is post-vaccination in Australia, you've got to remember, our vaccination rates were said to be up around 96% for the adult population. So a lot of jabbed people out there. And they said, you know, there's no issues. Go and get it if you're pregnant. So he looked at his cohort of patients and he saw that the number had jumped from 15% to almost half of his patients that were having miscarriages. He dug into the data a bit deeper, Alex, and what he found was when he separated the vaccinated from the non-vaccinated patients, that amongst the unvaccinated, it was the normal 15% miscarriage rate. Amongst the vaccinated women, that miscarriage rate went up to 75%. Now, he has the data.
Well, that's what the New England Journal of Medicine showed, 82%. I mean, this is the biggest naked scandal. It's not even hidden. They admit it. How would they think they'd get away with this, George?
Well, just like this guy, they've fired him, they've swept it under the carpet, they've stopped his research and stopped him from being able to publish as a credentialed doctor, I guess. So, you know, they're trying to sweep it under the carpet. But as I said, with the data from the ABS, we've heard absolutely nothing about the 25% drop in the birth rate in November 2021. We've heard nothing about the 72% drop in December 2021. So it really is bizarre. And I don't know, Alex, how long this sort of silence from government, from big corporate media, how long it can go on for, because with shows like yours, with an array of new independent media coming onto the market, including here in Australia, this information is getting out there. And
it is. Stay right there. Nation First. Nationfirst.substack.com. You're 18,000 miles away, but we're talking to you. I want to talk about how Australia and Canada were picked as the most draconian lockdown zones. Australia, and what the awakening's like there and where this is going. You're going to leave us. I'm going to hit all the latest election news. They're trying to steal it again. It's not debatable. They're really doing it again. Now we know what Biden was talking about.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is our guest for another segment. Then we're going to look at the election. And the Democrats say it's going to stay open for weeks now, and machines failing all over the country, and people not able to vote, and so much more. This is a revolution, a peaceful revolution. They're trying to block it. George Christensen, 35,000-foot view of Australia, the main battleground, an island prison colony, rising from the ashes back to its previous tyranny, from the great decades and decades of freedom you've had to some extent. What has happened since all the draconian forced injections and police beating people up and banning demonstrations? Are Australians just brushing themselves off and forgetting what happened to them so they can come back and do it again, or are they angry? What's happening to bring the criminals to justice?
Look, there's a large number of people that have just unfortunately brushed themselves off and tried to forget about it. But on the positive side, I mean, amongst the freedom movement, as we call it here in Australia, amongst that freedom movement, there's been a coalescing. And this is good to see. They're out in force now in state elections, which we've got coming up, to try and oust those leaders, those political leaders that actually rode roughshod over people's rights, such as Victoria's Daniel Andrews. He's definitely in the firing line, so to speak. He was the one who authorised police officers to go and shoot projectiles at people, bash little old ladies in the street, that sort of thing, choke women, who weren't wearing masks. This sort of thing was beyond the pale. So people are now trying to get their payback at the ballot box and by being active in elections. So that's really good to see, Alex. But yeah, sadly, there are a lot of people who just tried to put it down the memory hole. Unfortunately, that sort of attitude has a way of coming back to bite you, because in the media just recently, what we've had is speculation that there could be another round of lockdowns before Christmas. And that was speculated by none other than the Chief Health Officer for Australia. So here we go again, perhaps. But I think that there will be so much pushback on that if it was to happen, that it might just break the back of the whole medico tyranny that's been going on. And so they probably won't go there because they know that there will be immense pushback.
And you've also got, just like the Netherlands, the WEF agenda of banning cows and sheep because of their evil methane gases they let off. What's happening there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the same. The government here is signed up completely to the climate change cult. They have agreed to ban or to significantly lower methane emissions. That is going to definitely impact on Australian livestock, Australian cattle, Australian sheep, what have you. The farmers out there are incredibly worried. The government hasn't said how this is going to happen yet, but we've seen how it's happened in other countries, and how it's happened in other countries is by the culling of the herd. And so whether or not we're going to have farmers have their livestock head limited, they'll have to go out and actually shoot those animals or euthanize them some way, that potentially is on the cards. Now, the government's saying they're not going to do that, but I just don't understand how they're going to meet those methane.
Because they're saying the farts are bad. Well, that's always been part of our atmosphere. We've always had bovine, the buffalo. Every country has its own, you know, animals roaming around. They're literally just listing what we put off as creatures on the planet as bad to outlaw us and regulate us and say we're criminals. I mean, this is preposterous.
Well, they want us to eat bugs, Alex, and down under here we actually are eating bugs. I mean, in schools, and this wasn't even communicated properly to parents, but there are a whole host of schools where they're
same thing with the Netherlands, same thing with Canada. They just feed them bugs at lunch and don't ask the parents.
That's right. That's what happened down here. It was exposed. A whole heap of schools where the kids from their canteen were being fed bug-based foods. That is disgusting. The parents should have been informed, but more than just being disgusting, there's health issues because we know that there's that these bugs are unhealthy, that they have potentially cancer-causing side effects from eating it on a long-term basis. So the fact that this is being done to school kids just shows the evil intent here. I mean, they can't do it to the populace, so we'll prep the youngsters in this.
Well, that's right. For those who don't know, the exoskeleton of bugs is highly carcinogenic and toxic, unless your gut's designed as an insectivore, and not many creatures are. Humans don't eat bugs because we're not designed to. We have a revulsion of it because it's toxic.
And they made those kids do it, Alex. They made innocent kids across Australian schools eat this stuff without their parents knowing. And yet we haven't had all hell break loose in the populace. So I'm going to tell you, if it was one of my children that was going to a school where that's happened, the principal probably wouldn't be standing.
So how are going back to my previous question, how angry are Australians? I mean, is there any pushback against the criminals and what they've done?
I think that yes, there is. I mean, there is a lot of pushback. There are a lot of people that want to see some form of justice. Whether we see that or not is yet to be seen. There was a small inquiry that was held into COVID. It did find that there was serious government overreach, so that's a good thing. Are any heads going to roll over it? No. So there's been a continual call for a royal commission. Now, a royal commission has wide-ranging powers. They can recommend charges be put against people. And so, there's a lot of us that are still pushing for something like that. But the problem with it is, Alex, that we move away from one problem and then another problem is put before us. Right now, the government is using a whole spate of very conveniently timed cyber attacks or hacks on big businesses to push for a digital identity system to be introduced in a compulsory way here in Australia. And so that's the next fight that's looming for freedom here. And, you know, we've had all of these major hacks that have happened in a very short period of time. It's very strange how that happens. And, of course, the government then stands up and says, we'll be your white knight. We'll protect you, Australian public. We'll get all of your data and we'll put it into a hub for safekeeping. We'll make you do it compulsorily. And it sort of beggars belief, because if they can hack these major companies, I think they could hack the Australian government as well and get all the data that's kept centrally. So it doesn't make sense. It's not about protecting people. This is about, again, trampling over our freedoms, trampling over our privacy. It's about big government, big brother, Alex. That's all we can see. So to answer your question, the movement is angry. The movement is out there punching on in elections. The movement is wanting to take down some of the people responsible for this medico tyranny we saw in Australia. But the movement's also going to be aware of the challenges that are coming around the corner, and they're constantly coming at us, Alex.
Well, I really want to appreciate you, George Christensen, for what you're doing, and we're all Australian, what you've gone through. It's like we're all North Korean. Anybody under tyranny is going to be us tomorrow. We're all communist Chinese, because that really is the model for the planet, and we really appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for everything you do. We'll put your Substack up on screen because it's so incredibly important, and I hope everybody will visit your site, Nation First. I'm pointing my finger at you, and I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take DX3, and you know it makes your life better, and you know it makes you healthier, and you constantly forget, and when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, they were running a replay of 2 years ago using mail-in ballots to steal the election. They're doing that. But they hit us with the electronic voting machines today in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in New Jersey, in Texas, in New York, in California. It's all coming in. We'll have all the clips throughout this hour into the next hour, and then we're going to be intense. Nothing but election coverage starting at 3 p.m. Central with The War Room with Owen Schroyer. I'm back at 6 p.m. Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Robert Barnes, everybody coming up tonight at InfoWars.com/show. I've got all the clips that go along with these headlines. In only the key battleground cities and counties where the Republicans are about to take over from Democrats. That's where all the malfunctions are. The machines either won't work after people vote, so they leave and all their votes don't count, and they don't even know. They just leave and don't know it's all not counted. Oh, you just voted for 3 hours, 4 hours. Oh, sorry, didn't count. They didn't tell you. They didn't know. They just turn off. They're now saying, come back and vote again. Well, they don't get that message. They go back to work at the restaurant or the school or the police department or the auto parts store or the farm or the ranch or the psychology office or the dentist office. And then, sorry, didn't count. Ha, 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 ha. While the machine only called off Democrat votes, it'll save, it'll delete Republican votes, it crashes, it's re-uploaded. It's so liberal, like the PCR test that was 97% fake. Nothing working. Arizona poll worker responds to Maricopa County tabulator issues. Issues with machines are now reported in Wickenburg. Oh, the New York Times. Look at this right here. Voting machine problems in Arizona fuel right-wing fraud claims. Oh, yes. But there are problems all over the country, only in key battleground areas. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. Massive issues reported across the country. Here are several concerns, anomalies we received as it pours in. Voting machines down in Mercer County due to glitch in New Jersey. You're not voting Democrats out. Video. Voters told voting machines aren't working in Maricopa County, Arizona. And it goes on and on and on. The printer so blotchy from the printer the scanner could not read them. New Jersey voting trouble. Scanners fail. And it goes on and on. All over the country, from Michigan to Georgia to Texas. Here's the headline. Voting machines stop working across America. Didn't have this problem 2 years ago because they were going the ballot route. But now they didn't have enough hidden dead people's names and people that move out of state. They were out of ammo. So now the voting machine comes in to save the New World Order day. We're all aware, several machines down, multiple issues reported in Harris County, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, all magically failing. I'm sure it'll be the Russians' fault. Report of broken voting machines, confusion surrounding mail-in ballots, and it's even happening in Florida. Dominion voting machines already malfunctioning. Don't question it, they'll sue you. And it goes on. And on and on. Let's do this. Let's just air clip 1 through 7. We have time to get to those. And the Democrats are now predicting they're going to win. Oh, they're coming from behind. They're so liberal. They're so loving. They're so sweet. They're so good. Let's play some of these clips back to back. Here's Maricopa County. Here's a bunch of clips just out of that key battleground state of Phoenix. Here it is.
Ward and the recorder run elections here in Maricopa County as a team, and we're very excited about how things are going today on election day. We had all 223 vote centers have opened. We've already had over 45,000 people who have checked in and already voted today. We did want to come out and discuss one issue that's going on out there in about 20% of the vote centers. Again, we have 223 vote centers across the county. In about 20% of those, when people will go and they try and run the ballot through this tabulator, maybe one out of every five or so of those ballots, they're not going through. We've got about 20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator and they're not going through.
Let's stop right there. As soon as it sees you vote Republican, it kicks out a certain percentage just to make sure the Democrats win, because the red wave is about 25, 30 points above the Dems. So they just pre-program it, and it's very liberal, it's very loving, and just like your PCR test, and then bye-bye Republicans. Ha-ha, liberal! Go back to the clip.
And we also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here in where you see the number 3, and this is a secure box where those ballots will be kept for later this evening.
Hit pause again. They said it may take weeks. Then your ballot goes to a special area in Maricopa County for special work to be done on it. See, if they didn't have enough mail-ins to steal it, not this good man's involved, he's a liberal-loving person, then, well, then just, you know how it works. Continue.
For later this evening, where we'll bring him in here to Central Count to tabulate them.
Oh!
This would function much like early voting functions, in that we would get your ballot back. Once we've signature verified it, we would send it to our central tabulators. Ballots that are in here will already be, in effect, signature verified, so we won't need to confirm identity, but we will central tabulate them. This is actually what the majority of Arizona counties do on Election Day all the time.
And pause. It's supposedly the computer that tabulates it. Oh, but not just Pennsylvania. Multiple states have the computer system that validates it's a real ballot. Those were turned off yesterday by accident. I mean, it was a failure. Let's go back to it.
Of course, I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise.
Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread.
Isn't it funny that all these voting locations, magically 25% are failing? When a machine fails, it does its own thing. They don't all do the same thing. Unless they're, what do machines do? What happens? They get programmed. Programmed. You don't get the same error on a bunch of different machines unless they were programmed. And then it's not an error. Continue.
Of course, I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise.
Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread. And it could be a printer issue. Or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box 3, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
You get read. No. Okay? So no one's trying to...
And I want to be a trillion percent clear. These campaign workers, these poll workers are great people. They're not involved in the fraud. They're just told, oh, all the machines in the county have 25% failure. Totally impossible. What's their program? And they're just told an official story. So the media will be like, evil right-wingers claim this poor guy stole it. No, this guy didn't do that. He sees everything breaking. Everybody's pissed off. He's there to volunteer. He's a good guy. Probably a Republican. He walks out and tells everybody this. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, they've caught car companies a few times pre-programming their computers to fail at a certain point. And they got caught because it's pre-programmed. It's pre-programmed!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk. The facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He has been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work, and it's important for us.
All right, we're going to go to Carrie Lake here in just a moment. She's live in a press conference talking about this. But again, they always do tricks. They didn't mainly steal the election with machines. And I told you that 2 years ago. We were right. Some of that went on. They did it with mass mail-in ballots of dead people and folks who moved out of state. Facebook and Google on record spent over $700 million together to collate those numbers and send those out so they'd have databases to then fill out the ballots. That came out. This time they're hitting you with mail-in, but the landslide's so big they can't beat it with that. They barely beat Trump before. So now they've got to have the machines all fail, all the battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, it's happening. In key cities, they're Democrat-controlled. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California, in red areas, the few red areas left. They are stealing it, and they're using the computers to do it by making them fail. Then it holds up the election. Then all those ballots slide in to God knows what they're about to do. So never seen this many computer failures. They told you it was going to get held up, and it is. And then when you get angry, they're going to stage a false flag. I was talking this morning while I was hiking to a fellow that used to do this in third world countries for the CIA, that used to manipulate elections, used to manipulate enemies they were targeting. And here, let me just left my phone in my office. I was going to read you the text he sent me about the article about the CIA saying they want to target American citizens that was in ABC News and Fox News and the New York Times. They said it's clear. They're getting ready to steal it with the machines and the mail-ins, and then they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us after they do it. And that's, we now are very clear where we're at with Biden's speech that don't get violent when you think we stole it. They steal it, then they blow stuff up and blame it on us. We're here. They're doing it. It's done. So there you are. And we've been foreshadowing this. We look at their propaganda, tell what they were doing, but now it's very clear. We are against violence. We're not blowing anything up, but they keep telling you, hey, the right wingers are going to blow stuff up, okay? We're really going to win this election. And when we do win it, they're going to blow stuff up. No, we're not blowing anything up, you murdering criminals. But they have pre-programmed every bit of it. Let's go to Carrie Lake, which she's covering live right now.
Phoenix, Arizona, where gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is on the ground there talking, and we're going to dip in and listen here to the candidate.
Tabulators aren't working. They told me to put my ballot into a box and they would drive it downtown to count it. This is not normal stuff. We don't have to have elections run this way. We switched from a Republican area to vote. We came right down into the heart of liberal Phoenix to vote because we wanted to make sure that we had good machines. And guess what? They've had zero problems with their machines today. Not one machine spit out a ballot here today. Not one in a very liberal area. So we were right to come and vote in a liberal area. They gotta fix this problem. This is incompetency. I hope it's not malice. But we're gonna fix it. We're gonna win. And when we win, there's gonna be a come to Jesus for elections in Arizona. There's gonna be a come to Jesus.
Just curious, your attorney had mentioned maybe a possible silver lining with the issues that you won't be able to move about town and kind of shake hands and talk to some of the people in line. Could you elaborate on your plan for later today?
After we leave, we're going to go encourage people to stay in line. We are going to vote, and we are going to stay in line. And the people of Arizona would walk over hot coals, and they would walk over broken glass to vote today. And I know that they can stand in line for a couple hours if they have to. I know they'll stand in line for 8 hours if they have to. And they will vote. And my message to the people of Arizona is do not get out of line until you have cast your vote. Do not get out of line until you've cast your vote. Things are looking very good for us. They may be trying to slow a red tsunami, but it's coming. And we are going to take back Arizona. And I know that people are out voting. Take a little bit of food. Wear comfortable shoes. Take some water. And just stay in line, Arizona, and vote. Vote, vote. We got to vote today. Last question, name, and who are you with?
Well, I'm Roman Pontevez with the Transparency Agency. So does that mean that the problems are significant and not going to be resolved?
I don't know what the problems are going to be. But I know that people are feeling disenfranchised today. I saw a woman walk away from a line today.
Stop right there. We're going to come back to her in the next segment. Then Mike Adams takes over. He's covering all the election news straight ahead. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Then I'm back right through midnight. Folks, it's the same problem all over the key battleground states. They've done it again. And you'll see the headlines. Jones preposterously claims there's fraud when they're doing it again. And that leads me to this point. I didn't plug once when David Icke was on last hour. We're not going to be on air unless we've got your support. Other people aren't going to take on the enemy, point blank. And there's stuff going on behind the scenes. They're attacking us so savagely. I am proud of that. Not just what you see in the news. It's much worse. But it's okay because I know I'm on the good guy's side. But seriously, if you care about your freedom, and you care about the future, we're going to cover all the hardcore news right through midnight tonight. And if you send out the Infowars.com/show link, and you send out the Band.Video video links, and you send out and you call friends and family and email and text them and say, hey, what's really going on is here, and tell them to then share it, and tell the people they talk to share it, and tell them, hey, the next person passing on, tell them to share it. It creates what the enemy fears more than anything, and it's human ingenuity and the chain reaction. So, seriously, folks, tell everybody you know, tune in now. Because the picture is becoming crystal clear, and we'll have more as the evening develops and unfolds. That said, separately, I need funding. Plus, I've got incredible products you need. The biggest sales peak in November every year, and we're at the peak right now. Up to 60% off the promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. On X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Alpha Power, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Charcoal Toothpaste, the Anti-Plaque All of It Fluoride Free Toothpaste, the Super Greens with all the best sprouting sprouts that just supercharge your guts and your flora and your health. More than 50 products are at 60% off. More than 30 products are at 50% off, and a dozen or so are at 40%. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points in your next order. Go there. I'm trusting in God, but like I said, we're barely in the black. We need funds to fight these people. We're not going away if you stand with us. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com while you can and get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, my number one best-selling book in the world. Get a copy of the book signed. That's a fundraiser. Because here's the deal. I got $180,000 payment on the book. They tell me I'm paid twice a year after that. We might get $1 million. To only make a few dollars each book sale, that's fine, in a few months, and I'm pledged it to InfoWars and to free speech. But when you buy an unsigned or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com, we bought the books from the publisher, that money goes to keep us on air, so that's the place to get the book, InfoWarsStore.com, a signed or unsigned copy. And separately, got a lot of great projects, we're a lot of great people on stuff that hasn't been announced yet. There's not many of the coins left. The Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin, you get $30 off with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com, promo code 1776. It's a fundraiser coin, but we're discounting it with the promo 1776 at 1776coin.com. And we need the funds. We need you. We're Paul Revere calling. And we've already ridden for months and months and years to feed our horse. We can get back on the road and do our work. Don't wait. Go to 1776coin.com and use promo code 1776. And then, if you want to help me, because the bankruptcy court says I got to pay 40% legal bills and I'm basically out of money, thank you for your past support. Go to SaveInfoWars.com and make a donation on GiveSendGo. I want to thank those that have. I want to encourage those that haven't. Do it now. SaveInfoWars.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.